Recycling. We are a full-service scrap metal recycling facility and have been located in Okeechobee for over 40 years. We're here to keep America beautiful and to pay you for doing so. Atland Recycling open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4:45 and Saturday from 8 till 12:45. For large jobs, we have free delivery on roll-off containers. So for the best prices on scrap metal, call Atland Recycling at 863-763-7447.
The Sports Grill with Billy and Ken, Thursday night from 6 until 7, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country.
And we'll get back to the country music in just a little bit. I am joined here by some special guests this morning to talk about an event that's going to be coming up this Saturday, which we'll be broadcasting live from. It is the 8th Annual Back to School Expo. So good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Notice I said us.
Yes, we do also have some other people here. And go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Amanda Cannon with my aunt's house.
I'm Lindsay with my aunt's house, the executive director.
Ooh.
Oh, it sounds so executive.
I like it. So tell us about the event.
So this is our 8th annual Back to School Expo. We're hosting it at Okeechobee High School. Thank you to the school board for allowing us to host it there. The ability to have it where people can stay predominantly under air conditioning in the middle of summer is a huge bonus.
For sure.
So we're excited. We have so much stuff to give away.
Good.
And the community has been wonderful.
Awesome. And what time is it going to start?
So it'll start at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean be there at like 5 o'clock. It just means come like normal, you know, 7:30, be ready to go. We do not open the doors until a few minutes before 8 o'clock. So it, surprisingly enough, gets very hot out there. So
right.
We have plenty of items. We have over 1,000 backpacks, and we have school supplies and clothing and shoes and raffle prizes, lots of great vendors and sponsors. So
cool.
Nobody will leave disappointed.
Awesome. Now, what do you want people to do when they show up? As far as, do you want them just to go park, and then where do they go from there?
So they'll park, and then they will go into the, well, they'll line up, and then when the doors to the lecture hall open, mm-hmm. they'll go in there, and then they'll get further instructions. They'll sign in. And that'll kind of be our holding area, because we don't want the gym overloaded with people, because right. then it becomes uncomfortable. And so they'll stay in the lecture hall with our friends from Christ Fellowship who man the lecture hall. And
nice.
They get everybody registered for the event, get everybody their raffle tickets. And then they're led over by in smaller groups to the gym where all the vendors are.
And this is for all ages and all grades and everything, right?
Yes, it's all ages. The only thing we do ask is that you live in the 34972 or 34974 zip codes.
Okay.
Which encompasses a lot more than just Okeechobee residents. It captures like folks from Buckhead Ridge, Kissimmee River Estates.
Awesome.
Just over the line in Martin, St. Lucie, even up to Osceola and Indian River County. We just ask that your mail goes to one of those two zip codes.
Now, do they need to bring any mail or anything like that? Or
We're not sticklers, but we would ask that if you're going to bring, you know, bring something that shows right. where you live, we're not going to throw you out.
Right.
But we would ask, you know, out of respect for the vendors and respect for the donors and respect for everyone else that's there, please don't call up your friends in West Palm or, because this is a local event and it is for any child that is enrolled in any school. And the other thing is that if you have a child that is enrolled at Everglades or Seminole Elementary, mm-hmm. your child is welcome to come and welcome to participate and get things from all of the vendors and get clothing. They just won't be offered a backpack and school supplies, because they will get a fully stocked backpack with supplies at their school from another nonprofit organization.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize that you said Seminole and Everglades, correct?
Seminole and Everglades, yes.
That's awesome.
So those students are completely covered.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned clothes, so that's you guys, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so is it clothes for all ages and everything? And like, is there any way that people can maybe, do you need like volunteers for help with that? Or are you guys pretty set? Or
Okay,
cool. Do you guys have a phone number or anything you want to throw out there for people?
863-634-2306. We'll have brand new jeans, brand new socks, underwears, used, semi-new clothes.
Right.
Shirts and stuff.
Some are new.
Okay.
Some are brand new.
Cool. Cool. And same thing with the Back to School Expo, right? They don't need to bring any extra paperwork and stuff for that kind of thing or anything.
Same thing. So after they go to the gym, they will have a passport that all of the vendors will need to sign off on because, you know, really a very important piece of the expo has always been education and making sure that families can connect to local service providers. So that way they're not floundering or churning, as we would say in the nonprofit world, to look for resources. They would have access to ask questions and get information about local resources before they may ever need them.
Right.
So that's a big piece of it. Then once their passport is completed, then they're invited to go to the cafeteria, which is where the raffles are, where the backpacks and school supplies and giveaways are. And then they'll each receive Penny's here this morning. She's telling you good morning.
I was going to say, we have a special guest in here. She tried to get on the mic.
It's adorable. So, but anyways, they'll be able to go in there and each family will be given a big bag and they'll be able to shop, you know, for school clothes. We have socks from Bombas. We have money that has been given through Children's Services Council, Family Dentistry. I'm drawing a complete blank. Of course, the H.E. Hill Foundation,
right.
Florida Healthy Kids Corporation.
CWR.
We have so many donations. The best thing to do is check us out on Facebook at Art Village Okeechobee. We are posting all of our vendors and sponsors. And the great thing that we should have up, I'm not sure if it's right up, but it will be today, is a QR code. If you're planning on coming out to volunteer, you can just take a picture of that QR code and you can register so that we know you're coming.
Nice.
So we do have T-shirts for volunteers, but obviously there's a limited amount. So we would want to make sure that we know who's coming to help out.
I was going to ask where volunteers needed to go and whatnot. So
yes.
For more information on Art Village, go ahead and put out your phone number.
It's 863-447-0473.
Awesome. And then go ahead and give me guys your number one more time.
863-634-2306.
Now, let me just talk a little bit about My Aunt's House, because you guys are, I mean, I know both of you guys are nonprofits year round and everything. So you guys are constantly taking donations and just, you know, whether it be monetary donations or like for you guys take donations of clothes, correct?
Yes.
Now, is it like any ages? Is it specific to kids? You know, what other items do you guys also take?
We take, you know, adults, men and women, both. We take kids, newborns, all up 8 to like 18. And then once they get past 18, they go to the women's side.
Okay.
We take all donations, and what donations we don't take, we give to
Our Village
Exchange, which is next door to us.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Children's Services Council. We requested special project, and they doubled our request, which was wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the other ones who we went to, the Glades Electric Foundation, and they doubled our requests. So
fantastic.
We're very excited. This has really enabled us to be able to bring together a lot of different entities and make sure that our kids go back to school with a little something.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We've been covering the 8th Annual Back to School Expo, which will be this coming Saturday, July 30th from 8 until 11 a.m. Obviously, get there as early as you can as far as like 8 a.m. You know, don't wait until 11. But if you have to, you know, you guys are going to have enough stuff and everything, right?
We should. And if you're not in the door, we are locking the doors because we want our vendors to be able to go home at a reasonable hour and our volunteers. And the other thing, just mention about volunteers, if you are planning on coming to volunteer, we want every volunteer in the gym ready for instructions. by 7:15.
Okay.
So your volunteers may want to be there by 7.
Right.
But they'll be in the gymnasium for a brief volunteer meeting at 7:15 a.m.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know Ken will be out there broadcasting live, so yes, that'll be fun. Yes. And for more information, you can call 863-447-0473. All this information is on our website, WKC.com. Thank you guys once again for coming in and sharing some information. We're going to get back to some great country music. I got some Chris Young and Raised on Country on WOKC.